Oh.
Good morning. Am I speaking with George?
Yeah, speaking.
Good morning, George. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law, sir, just in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Okay, is now a good time to talk, George?
Yeah, that's all right, aye.
Yeah, okay, perfect. I'm going to go through your inquiry and your application process with you. Okay.
Yeah.
So just to start off, I just need to grab some generic details for data protection.
That's okay.
Okay, so the details I've got pulled through so far is George, is it double barrel? George J, is it?
Yeah, it's a double barrel name, mate, aye.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I've got George J and surname Haney.
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect, not a problem, sir. And your email address here is jlee127@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. And what's your date of birth, please, sir?
16th of December 1997.
Okay, and what's your current home address?
45 Station Road, Callander.
Perfect, yeah, I've got that one here. What's the postcode for that one, please?
It's FK178DT.
8DT.
Yeah, number 8, D for Donald and T for Thomas.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, perfect, sir. And just to inform you as well that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
That's good.
Perfect, okay. And can you remember your address prior to being placed in care at all?
Yeah, actually, I can't remember. I know it was in the, I think it was in the Clackmannanshire area or somewhere, but I can't remember what address exactly.
That's absolutely fine, that's not a problem. As long as we've got some sort of district to work from, that's completely
fine.
Yeah. Okay, and what's the name of the surgery, the doctor's surgery that you're listed with, please?
I'm with Callander Medical Practice.
Where was that, sorry? What's the name of it?
Callander Medical
Callander.
Practice. Yeah, medical practice.
Perfect, yeah, I've got that one there. That's perfect. Pop that one in there. Okay, and are you able to provide me the names of your mother and father, please?
My mum's name's Roseanne Haney, and I didn't really know my dad.
Okay, that's completely fine. Is it Roseanne, Roseannn?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, okay. Not a problem. And were you known by any other names during your time in care?
No.
No, okay. And have you changed your name legally by depol or marriage?
No.
No, okay.
I've just always had the same name.
Yep, okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, and have you applied to the advance payment scheme within the Scottish redress scheme at all?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, perfect. Okay, George, and for the communication preferences, sir, are we able to send you emails and texts as well as give you a call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect, okay. And is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. Would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all?
Nah.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, George. Sorry, would you like me to call you George or George J?
J. J's fine, yeah.
J, okay, that's not a problem, sir. Okay, so I appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call. Okay, and is there, do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No, really, I'm not really good at speaking on a phone, but I can do the basics on it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. Well, just take your time.
I can speak on a phone, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, when it comes to discussing your care setting shortly, obviously, just take your time, take a breather if you need to, As I said, we can always pause and I can give you a call back, whatever obviously suits your needs, okay?
That's cool, thank you.
Not a problem at all. Okay, so the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf. I'll also discuss the funding and fees around ourselves, and then I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. But the three options that you are applicable that are applicable to you is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you.
Yeah.
Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, being option three, we are a private and independent law firm. So it'll be a legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you.
No problem.
So at this stage, Jay, can you confirm whether you are instructed by any of the solicitors or law firm in regards to the Scottish
Scheme? No, to be honest with you, I just seen the ad, I think, on Facebook, and it said something about being in care.
Yeah.
I've just clicked along and went along with it. I've never actually read into it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. So obviously
I'm not hanging about that. I just looked into it a bit in, and now I'm speaking to yourself.
Yeah, no, of course, that's absolutely fine. Well, just so I can clarify, Jay, obviously you've told me that you've been in care, before December 1st, 2004.
Yeah, it was before, it was 2003. I'm sure it was 2003. Positive, it was 2003.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. And whilst you was in KJ, did you suffer any form of abuse at all?
I wouldn't say any physical, but definitely like mental.
Yeah, so emotional abuse.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Well, what I'll do is obviously I'll dive deeper into that with you.
When you started mentioning things there, I'm like, no, I didn't want to, like, you know what I mean, dig holes or that. Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to see what this was all about first, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand that. But yeah, I'll dive deeper into your care setting shortly and the experience that you may have occurred, and we'll go from there then. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis, Jay. So what that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything.
Yeah.
And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything to ourselves either.
Yes.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent with your case and also the success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you.
No problem.
Okay, so if instructed, what we can assist is whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We'll gather and review all evidence given today, and then we'll prepare and submit the application in order to obtain an application number on your behalf.
Yeah.
We have the full correspondence with the Redress Scheme, so any offers that are made later down in the process, we'll advise you of. Also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered and accepted, and we'll also offer any assistance with any reconsideration or of the review process within the scheme.
Okay, no problem.
Perfect. So what that statutory waiver is, Jay, is basically once a offer is made and accepted by yourself, you then can't go and take out any civil claims towards the local institutions or authorities that have already been dealt with within this scheme.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do have a right to cancel as well, Jay. If you decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. So if that was the case, Dave, would you like us to start work immediately?
I just see what it's about.
Yep, of course, I understand that. Okay, what we'll also need from yourself, Jay, for verification purposes and anti-money laundering regulations as well,
yeah,
is we'll need photo ID and proof of address to verify who you are. So whether that be a driver's license, a passport or a birth certificate, alongside the proof of address dated within the last 3 months.
No problem.
Okay, obviously if you can respond to one of my emails, either with the attachments of them images, or if it's easy for yourself, we do have WhatsApp as well. So either or for yourself. Okay, moving on to your care settings. How many care settings was you in prior to 2004?
I think I was in one, and then I think I was in like, the whole time I was between two, but I was in one most of the time, from what I can remember.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the name of the first care setting that you was placed in?
I can't remember, but it was in the Clackmannanshire area somewhere.
Okay. Could you remember potentially a road? Like a road name?
Nah. See, to be fair, can I get back to you with this information?
Yes. Yeah, you can do. I can put this application on hold for the meantime.
Because I'd rather get the actual details rather than just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I could look into this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get the accurate details rather than me just spinning off at the top of my head, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. Well, we'll gather them care records for you once we submit the application and get the application number from the Scottish Reader Scheme. We gather all your care records for you. If you want to try and obviously get the name of the care setting and whatnot, then feel free and give me a call back. But all we need is the name of the care setting. And rough, even like a rough kind of time that you was there from, like, what, you know, a year that you was placed. As I said, it doesn't have to be accurate, but as long as we've got a bit of a ballpark to work from, that's fine.
Yeah.
We can match it with your records. Find out the name of the care setting that you was in prior to 2004, and then just give me a call back whenever you're ready. And I'll grab a little bit of a brief statement from you just in regards to your time that's happened there. And then I can send off your application form then once you've signed that for me.
No problem.
All right, no problem, Jay. Lovely speaking
Thank
to you,
you,
and hopefully I hear from you
soon. Thank you.
Cheers, Jay. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye now, bye.